Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
Oh my God, these bagels are soft.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The three picks you need to know.
All right, here you go. Taz, last week you were 0-3, but still a commanding lead. 25-14 on the year. 8.5 pick lead. I've been terrible this season. 16-22-1 on the year. 1-2 a week ago.
Yeah.
All right. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right. I'll go first. Pick number one for me. pick number one for me. I'm going to take the Jets at home, laying the 5.5 against the Miami Dolphins. I don't think they're going to get swept by Miami. They lost down at South Beach, about a month ago. It was an embarrassing loss. They're coming off a pitiful performance on the road last week in Cincinnati against the Bengals, in which they're lifeless. There's nothing to play for here but some pride. But give me the Jets laying 5.5. That's pick number one for me.
I had that game, but I'm now not going to pick it because you picked it. So I'm going to go with the the Jaguars and the Chargers. Chargers are on the road. They're going down to Jacksonville. Jacksonville is +3. I'll take the Jags. Okay, Minshew mania. Foles wasn't playing good. Minshew came in and he sparked the team. I love me some Jaguars football. Anybody that knows me knows that. Love the Jaguars. So I'll take the Jags +3, Moose.
That's pick number one for you. Pick number two for you.
You know I love the Jags, right?
I know you love the Jags. Taz, I'm going to go up to Foxborough. I'm taking the Chiefs +3 on the road in New England. I think the Chiefs are going to be able to score on that Patriots defense, which I think showed a little bit of a leak against the Houston Texans. I can be honest with you, I don't know what I'm not telling you the Chiefs defense is particularly good. But I really don't know how difficult it is right now to play defense against the New England Patriots. I like Kansas City. I kind of liked it when the line opened up. I thought it was maybe going to be their week for Kansas City. I think Baltimore's going to end up being the number one seed in the AFC, Taz. I'm going to take the Chiefs, 425 game, +3, Gillette Stadium up there in Foxborough. That's pick two for me.
All right, not bad, not bad. I'm going to go with the Packers game. I'm going to go with the Packers and the Skins. I think the Packers will beat the Skins now. That's a kind of a no-brainer. They're in Green Bay, and the Skins are +12.5. Washington's +12.5, so I feel Green Bay will cover. I think at home especially, it's much better team than Washington. We know that. But I think +12.5, hey, you know what? There's a good chance that Aaron Rodgers has a day and the Packers beat the Skins by 20. So give me Green Bay covered.
Green Bay laying the 12.5. That's game number two for you. Game number three for me. I'm going to ride that Bengal momentum a little bit. I'm going to take the Bengals on the road in Cleveland against the Browns. I'm going to take the 7.5 points. Taz, they played some competitive football. They got Dalton back at quarterback last week. The offense looked a lot better. The Jets looked lifeless. I don't know. The Browns are trying to motivate themselves. The drama continues in Cleveland. It's not like they've given you one inspiring performance after another. I think the Browns win the game, but I think the Bengals keep this one close with Dalton back. Give me the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah. I'm going to take the Bengals +7.5. Why not?
This is why you're not winning, and I am.
Okay.
This is why you're 16-22-1.
Now that's the game I'm going to root hardest for.
I'm just telling you, I don't think that's a good move.
All right.
I'm trying to, and I never usually shut you down during your deal, but I'm just letting you know, I don't know if that's a good one.
I look forward to tweeting you on Sunday.
All right. Well,
Bengals up
14. I don't know if I'll see you. You might want to text me.
14-3.
So we got the Rams-Seattle game. Pick 'em, Jones. No point spread here. They're in L.A. It's going to be a hell of a game. It's going to be. Goff's got to step up. Gurley's got to step up. Aaron Donald's got to have a day. He's got to get all over Russell Wilson. I like the Rams. Give me a Los Angeles Rams in this one to beat Seattle. Straight up, Jones. I'll take that deal right there.
All right. So you're going to take you like the Rams this weekend.
Just said that for about 3 minutes. I'm on a diatribe.
No, I know. I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, so, why not? Why? They're home? Because
last week you picked the Cardinals against them, did you not?
I thought they were going to step up a little bit. I had a bad week. I went 0-3 last week.
No, I know. No, that's fair.
I'm 12-14, dude. I got 8.5 point. An 8.5 game lead on you. Stop. Please. Come on.
I know you.
Dude, these bagels are good, man.
I got to try one with you.
Soft as hell.
Are they too soft?
That's a good point.
Is there any crust to it?
Men's immense.
Oh, okay. So it's a very, very, it's almost like eating a roll.
You know, you're right.
Okay.
I might throw it out. Duff of it. Everything bagel.
Oh, that's delicious. I love it, everything.
Put some butter on it.
It's butter or cream cheese?
Butter.
Oh, okay.
And Moose is looking at this thing salivating.
I am. I'm Jeez. Starving.
Poor guy.
I
thought you had 2 corn muffins and yogurt.
No, I didn't eat them.
Oh, that was yesterday.
I was going to take the cheese Danish over there. Looks good.
Mm. Too early for that much sugar.
So there you have it. Your week 14, Taz and the Moose, NFL selections.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.